being a good and a faithful God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是一位好神，蛮有信实的神。
We thank you that you have provided time for us this summer to learn about you as we study the Bible.
谢谢您在夏天的时间给我们这样的机会来学习圣经。
And our prayer, Lord, is that we will not just learn the Bible. Our prayer is that we will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们的祷告是我们不但学习圣经，我们更能接受耶稣基督成为我们个人的救主。
We don't just want to know about you, we want to know God and Jesus Christ.
我们不但想要认识您，我们也想要认识我们的圣子耶稣基督。
And so we just pray that you'll bless us today. We're thankful for being together. And we pray that you will teach us in Jesus' name.
我们也请您今天祝福我们，也求您今天教导和带领我们，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Very good. Well, we've been studying in the book of Acts.
我们一直在最近学习是《使徒行传》这卷书。
So I'm going to get you to turn today to Acts and chapter 9.
今天我们翻开《使徒行传》的九章。《使徒行传》九章。
Now, what we often do in these studies is take time to answer some questions, and so we're going to start in chapter 9 today. But if you have any questions from previous weeks or other questions that you have as you study the Bible, we would be happy to consider them before we get into our study today.
那我们想要开始的呢是我们先问一下大家有没有最近自己读经或者上一周读经过程当中的问题我们先回答一些问题，如果没有呢，我们就学习《使徒行传》的九章。
And I guess I should interject that we're happy that Andy and Rachel are with us today. We're especially happy that they didn't have to go to school today.
对，也高兴两个孩子今天不用去学校，能来我们中间学习。
When I was a boy, there weren't very many things that were less desirable than going to school.
我们在小的时候，没有什么比不去学校更好的事情。
So, I was always happy not to have to go to school.
对，我总是很高兴，不用上学的时候总是很开心。
Now, do you have anybody with any questions today?
今天大家有没有什么问题吗？
Okay. All right. So let's consider Acts chapter 9 together. This is a story, really, that we're going to consider today.
所以我们来看九章《使徒行传》，那这是一个故事，一开篇的时候是一个故事。
And it probably will be wise for us to read the whole story, and then we can talk about it. But you probably will appreciate it better if you get the whole story. So we're going to read from verse 1 down through 19.
我们最好呢是先从一节读到十九节哈，对整个故事有一个。总的了解，方便我们来评论。
So I'm not sure how you want to do that in Chinese. Do you want to go one verse at a time around the room? All right, let's do that.
好，我们用中文哈，一节一节读下去。我们读到十九节，《使徒行传》的九章一节。扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，
求文书给大马士革的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
我先念吗？扫罗行路，讲到大马士革，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么迫害我？”
主啊，你是谁？主说：“我就是你所欺负的。” 起来，进城去，你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。
同行的人站在那里，说不出话，听见声音，却看不见人。
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马士革。
三日不能看见，也不能也不吃也不喝。当下在大马士革有一个门徒，名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说：“亚拿尼亚。”他说：“主，我在这里。”主对他说：“起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大树人，名叫扫罗，他正祷告，
就看见了一个人，名叫亚拿尼亚。”进来，按手在他身上，
让
他看见。
亚拿尼亚回答说：“主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多辱害你的圣徒。
他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你的人。”
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿。”要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，
我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多人的苦难。
亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你献的主就是耶稣打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。”
扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗。
吃过饭就健壮了。
Amen. Amen. Very good. Should we do it then all together in English? That's good. That's good ESL exercise.
我们一起用英文一起读啊，就是ESL 班很好的训练。
All right, we'll start together.
Meanwhile,
Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here,
has sent me so that you may see again
and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Thank you very, very much. That was a lot of public reading, but it's good. When you read the Bible like that, you not only see it, but you hear it, and if you've got to read it audibly, you've got to think it as you're hearing it and seeing it. So
朗读圣经是很好的习惯，你不但看见了，你还听见了，然后呢，这个过程当中你还可以思考，很好的方式让你更深的明白真理。
So we've got to give you a little background to this story now.
我们现在先讲一点这个故事的背景。
The Lord Jesus Christ had lived for 33 years, and they killed him. They put him on a cross, and then they put him in the grave.
所以耶稣基督这时候呢，已经活了33年，然后呢，犹太人已经把他杀了，把他埋了。
But the wonderful part of the story is that after 3 days, he rose again from the grave.
然后有个特别美好的故事的。这一故事的一部分就是三天之后呢，耶稣从死里复活了。
And then he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs for a period of 40 days.
然后他就自己显给40天之久，显给其他人看哈，有显明不可辩驳的证据，他是复活的。
The people who killed him thought that their problems were over. Because he was dead.
那杀了他的人呢，就认为他们的麻烦已经好了，因为耶稣已经死了。
But when he came back to life, they began to get afraid.
但是当耶稣复活了以后呢，杀他的人就害怕了。
Then he went to heaven.
然后耶稣就去了天堂。
And they may have thought, well, that's good, that's all over. He's away now, he's out of here.
然后那些杀他人会觉得，哦，现在终于结束了，他已经不在了。
But what happened was that 10 days later, the Holy Spirit of God came down to the Christians and filled them with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是，糟糕的是呢，对于那些杀他的人来说，在耶稣升天之后的10天之后呢，圣灵降下来了，然后把属神的能力赐给了一切信靠耶稣的人。
And the miracles that Jesus had been doing started to be done by the followers of the Lord Jesus.
那耶稣在世时候行的那些神迹，在之后，就一概的都能够被他的这些门徒们行出来了。
So the enemies realized they had a big problem. Instead of having one enemy, they now had many enemies because many of the apostles were doing miracles and teaching.
所以耶稣的仇人呢，就意识到、啊、他们不但现在有一个敌人了，他有一群的敌人，因为呢，耶稣的这些门徒们每一个都能够行耶稣所行的这些事。
I think that there are sometimes weeds that grow in your garden that are like that, aren't there?
我觉得有的时候就像你们后院的那个杂草长出来啊，就这个趋势。
Okay, if you've got one plant and you want to get rid of it, it's one weed.
如果你看见一根杂草，你把它除掉，那是一根。
Sometimes that one weed has many roots.
有的时候这样的一根呢，底下有好多好多根系啊。
And so when you pull out the one weed, after that it isn't one weed that grows up, but it's many weeds that grow up.
所以当你把这拔掉以后呢，过一阵你发现一群杂草都长出来。
And if you don't get rid of the roots, the more weeds you pull, the more weeds you end up with.
所以如果你不把根拔掉呢，你外面拔的草越多，未来长得越多。
And so the people who killed the Lord Jesus, they thought we finally got rid of him.
所以那些杀了耶稣的人呢，会觉得哦，终于啊，我们把这事解决了。
But now his followers were preaching the same message, and they were doing the same kinds of miracles that Jesus did. Only there wasn't just one of them; there were many of them.
那他的没想到呢，耶稣的门徒他讲门徒们讲的道和门徒们所行的神迹。都跟耶稣一样，只是呢，原来耶稣是一个人，现在搞了一群人。
As a matter of fact, there were thousands of followers now.
事实上呢，这个时候已经有几千、成千个、上万个这个跟随者。
And they were all in Jerusalem.
他们都在耶路撒冷。
So the enemy said, "All right, we're going to attack." These men in Jerusalem, we're going to shut this down in Jerusalem.
然后耶稣的仇敌说好，那现在我们要把这个事情在耶路撒冷就关掉，就把它封闭起来。
So the Christians said, "All right, we're going to leave Jerusalem."
那基督徒就说呢，好，那我们就离开耶路撒冷。
And so they went to many, many places outside of Jerusalem, but everywhere they went, they took the same wonderful message of Jesus Christ with them.
因此呢，他们就去了很多很多的地方，为了逃避这迫害。但是呢，每去一个地方，他们就把这同样的福音传播在那个地方。
And so there were congregations of Christians in many cities around Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷周围很多类似的聚会的教会。
The Jewish people said, "We're going to do something." So they found a man who was an outstanding man of God, and they killed him. His name was Stephen.
所以犹太人在耶路撒冷的犹太人说呢，我们现在做点什么？所以他们找到一个耶稣特别大能的跟随者哈，他的名字叫斯提凡。
One of the men who killed Stephen.He was a younger man. His name was Saul.
那在杀死斯蒂凡的现场呢，有一个年轻人，他也在场，他的名字叫扫罗。
And because Saul was part of that group, he was sort of entrusted by them all, and so he became a bit of a ringleader for all of those people.
所以因为扫罗在杀死耶稣的杀死那个斯蒂凡的现场在那哈，所以当然就取得了犹太人的信任，所以呢到最后迫害门徒的里面呢，保罗就变成了一个领头人。
So he said really the only way that we can shut this down is not just punish the people in Jerusalem, let's go to other cities and stop them there as well.
所以扫罗觉得呢，我们不应该，当时他认为他不能只是在耶路撒冷去迫害那些基督徒，他们要去到各个城里面去把基督的跟随者清除掉。
So he went to the authorities, the high priest, and he got some letters that would allow him to persecute or to get the Christians in other places.
所以他就去到大祭司那求了一个文书，其实就求了一个纸面的命令，书面的命令，让他能够有这个权柄的去其他地方迫害基督徒。
So he decided he would go to the city of Damascus.
所以这个时候呢，他要去的地方，迫害基督徒的地方就是大马士革。
Do you know where Damascus is?
你们知道大马士革在哪吗？
Do you read your newspapers much?
你们经常读报纸吗？读新闻吗？
There's a war today in Syria.
今天呢有一场战争啊，正在叙利亚打。
And the capital city of Syria is Damascus.
叙利亚的首都就是大马士革。
So this is an ancient city, but an important city in the time of the Lord Jesus.
这是一个很古老的城市，也是在耶稣时代呢特别重要的一个城市。
It was probably about 100 miles, I guess, from Jerusalem to Damascus.
所以大概呢，从耶路撒冷到大马士革呢，有100英里远。
We've never been there, but we did one day stand at the border of Israel and Syria, and we looked toward, was sort of off to the northeast, and I said to myself, just over there, just down the road a little further, is the city of Damascus. So I've almost seen it.
我自己没有去过，我只是在去以色列的时候呢，站在以叙边境的地方呢往北看，往那条路呢，我看了一下，我觉得大概就是那个方向，那座城就是大马士革了。
So he had letters, and he was going to go to Damascus to see if he could find any who were Christians there.
所以他拿了这个文书，就去了大马士革来看一看有没有基督徒他可以去迫害逼迫的。
So read with me now verse 2.
我们一起来看一下第二节。
It says, Paul asked the high priest for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way,He might take them as prisoners.
求文书给大马士革的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑到耶路撒冷。
So the people who were Christians in those days were not called Christians.
所以那个时代呢，信靠耶稣的人不是叫基督徒这个名字。
They weren't called believers.
他们被称为信的人。
What were they called?
They
were called the people who belong to the way. That's right. Is that a good name or a bad name?
Good name.
A pretty good name, yeah.
他们不是叫信的人，不是叫基督徒信徒，他们是叫做呢，属于呢道路的人，这个是个好名字吗？
So the concept of the way is that somebody is here and he's going there and this is the way to get there.
所以道路就是什么呢？你在一个点，你要去另外一个点，当中要经过的地方就是道路了。
All right, how does that relate to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ?
这个和对耶稣基督的信心有什么相关呢？
Where do you want to go?
你要去哪里？你想要去哪里？
Okay, there's two places that most people want to go.
有两个地方啊，很多人想去的。
One is heaven.
一个呢是天堂。
And the other one is life now before I get to heaven and after I get to heaven.
第二个呢是现在的生命，在我去天堂之前以及在我离开这个地上之后这样的生命。
So what we want is heaven and life, don't we?
我们要想的是天堂和今生和现在的生命，对不对？
How do we get heaven and life?
我们怎么样得着天堂以及生命呢？
Okay, and if I would say you go up to 16th Avenue, you turn right, you go up 2 blocks, you go down 4 blocks, and that's where you'll be there, I would say that's the way to get to heaven and life.
比方说呢，我告诉你，你出了十六街的门，那你往右走两个街区，再往右走四个街区，假设你就是去那个地方，那这是一条路我指给你的。
So what is the way to heaven and life? What's the Bible say?
圣经是怎么指这条路去到天堂和生命的这个路呢？
Jesus Christ is the
way.
耶稣基督就是那道路。
Okay, that's marvelous. Jesus Christ is the way.
耶稣基督就是那道路。
Yeah, so there was a young boy the road a long time ago.
有个小男孩啊，那他站在路当中，很久以前站在路当中。
And a man rolled up driving a car.
然后一个男人呢就开了一辆车过来。
He said, little boy, he said, where is, and he named the name of a town.
然后他就跟那个男孩说呢，他说这座城在哪里啊，这个小镇在哪里，他问路。
The little boy said, I don't know.
小男孩说我不知道。
And so the man was just about to drive away.
那这个开车的人正准备开走了。
But the boy said, if you just go down to the end of this road and turn left, you can follow that road and you can get there. I don't know where it is, but I know how to get there.
小男孩说呢，你如果往这条路走，走下去呢，往哪前面一左转呢，一直往前走就能到那个城。虽然我不知道那座城在哪，我知道怎么去那里。
Do you know where heaven is?
你知道天堂是什么样吗？
I don't know where heaven is.
你不知道。
It's up there somewhere.
在天上的某个地方。
Do you know how to get there?
你知道怎么去那里吗？
Jesus Christ is the way. We don't have to know where. He's the way. That's what we have to know.
他就是那道路，我们知道怎么去那。耶稣基督就是道路。
These people were very delightful believers. And everywhere they went, they said, I'm going to tell you the way to get to the blessings of life and heaven, get to the blessings of God.
所以这些人他们是非常得祝福的信徒啊，那他们知道该怎么样去到天堂的路，就是耶稣基督。
All right. So this was in the very early days of Christians.
这是基督徒的非常早期的时代。
And they didn't have church buildings like this.
甚至还没有像我们这样有一个有形的建筑作为教会。
They didn't even have house churches like this.
也没有一个什么家庭教会的形式。
The Christians associated with the Jewish people, and they were still part of the Jewish family, so they were meeting in the synagogues.
所以他们依然还是依附于犹太人的犹太教啊，所以他们经常聚会的点还是在会堂里，犹太会堂。
The synagogues were places where Jewish people used to go to worship God.
那犹太会堂呢是犹太人他们在一起聚集敬拜上帝的地方。
But they also went there for cultural reasons.
当然了，他们也因着文化的原因哈，在那个会堂里聚集。
Their friends were there, their relatives were there, and they used to go to meet one another there.
他们的朋友、他们的亲人都在那个会堂里，所以他们在会堂是他们一个很重要的社交中心。
And so often people would go to the synagogue not for even a service, not to worship, they would just go to spend time with their friends.
所以很多人在会堂里呢，甚至不是说去为了那个会堂的一些服饰啊，或者说亲近神，他们只是在那认识朋友，大家交流一下。
And most people who were there knew the other people who were there.
因为在那的人呢，大家都彼此认识。
And some of those Jewish people had become Christians.
所以这些有些的犹太人呢，因此就变成基督徒了。
So Paul had a letter to the rulers of the synagogue, which simply said, "Are there any followers of the way here? I want to take them back to Jerusalem to punish them."
所以保罗呢就跟这个会堂的管会堂说，有没有这里有没有跟随那道的？就是跟随耶稣的人，我把他们带回到耶路撒冷去。
So that was his purpose. He said, "We're going to stop this somehow. We're going to, if I take them back to Jerusalem, why it'll disrupt their lives and I'll punish them when they get to Jerusalem. We want to stop this terrible thing that they call the way."
所以保罗的目的就是说，我要破坏这个糟糕的事情。 那要把他们都捆绑到耶路撒冷去。
Verse 3 says, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed or shone upon them.
第三节，扫罗行路，将到大马士革，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
There's a verse in the Bible that says this. Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
有一节经文在圣经里说呢，耶稣说他是这世上的光。
And the reason that people become Christians today is that they have seen the light that changes them.
今天很多人信靠主，是因为他们看见了这光啊，改变了他们的生命。
Jesus said that if a man sees him and follows him, he won't walk in darkness anymore. He will have the light of life.
耶稣说呢，如果有人寻求他，跟随他们，他们就不在黑暗中行走，他们就有了光。
So people become Christians when they see the light.
所以很多人成为基督徒啊，是因为他们看见了这光，就信从了这光。
Often Christians debate non-Christians.
那基督徒经常和非基督徒有争论。
And one of the famous atheistic non-Christians said probably a couple of years ago in a public sense, he said, you know what Christians do? Christians believe in Jesus because they're afraid of the dark.
那有一个无神论的人很多年前对着这个媒体和记者说，他说你们知道为什么基督徒信主吗？是因为他们惧怕黑暗。
They basically say they make up stories about Jesus and they make up stories about good things that happen to them because they're afraid of the dark.
他说其实他想表达的就是他们编了一些关于耶稣的故事，编了一些关于上帝的故事呢，就是因为他们内心基督徒内心很害怕黑暗。
And so John Lennox, who preached a few times here at 16th Avenue Chapel, made himself famous by responding to that accusation like this.
那 John 呢，一个弟兄叫 John Lennox， 他一些年前也在我们这讲过道，那他回应了这样的一个指责哈，他是这么回应的。
He said, many people are atheists today because they are afraid of the light.
他说今天呢，很多人成为无神论的人，就是因为他们惧怕光，他们怕见光。
The Lord Jesus said, men don't come to the light. They don't want to come to the light, John chapter 3, because their deeds are evil.
所以约翰福音说呢，人黑暗就不救光啊！人因为自己的行为是黑暗的，他们就不来救光。
Even little children at school understand that.
因为一个小学校里的小孩子也明白这道理。
If a child at school has really, really good work and he's done an outstanding job, what does he do with it?
如果一个学校的小孩他做了非常棒的功课，他这个特别优秀的功课，你猜他会怎么样？
He shows it to the teacher and then he takes it home and he shows it to his mommy.
他把这个显给他老师看，然后带回去显给他妈妈看。
If he's got really, really bad work, what's he do?
如果他做了很糟糕，你猜他会怎么样呢？
Okay, he hides it and then on the way home, he loses it.
他把它藏起来，然后呢，去回家的路上，他一定会把它丢了，不小心。
Okay, now,Jesus said, grown-ups are like that.
所以耶稣说呢，你要在光中行啊。
And they don't come to the light. They go the other way because they don't want their deeds to be reproved.
所以人心里是恶的，他就不愿意去救光，因为他不希望这个光照了被指责。
So many people say they're atheists today. They say there is no God, and it's often because they don't want to see the light of Jesus.
所以无神论呢，其实他们是心里不想要这个神 因为他不想看见有耶稣基督来的光而心里被指责。
But as he was going from Jerusalem to Damascus, it was about the noonday, and this brilliant light shone on him.
所以这个时候发生的事呢，是正正午的时候，是保罗在扫罗在路上呢，看见特别亮的光呢照着他。
And it blinded him actually.
实际呢，这样的光就让他的眼睛瞎了。
And verse 3 says verse 4 says he fell to the ground.
那第四节说呢，他就扑倒在地哈。
It was a bright light. It scared him.
这个光呢，使他很害怕。
Have you ever noticed that in the middle of the night that a bright light scares you?
你有没有注意到在黑暗中啊，半夜里如果有扇强光会害，是让你会吓到你。
But often you learn something. When the bright light shines in the middle of the night.
但是呢，这样的光照着你的时候，半夜的时候，你会学到一点东西的。
I was driving in just at the border of British Columbia and Alberta a few years ago, right in the mountains.
一些年前呢，我开车呢，我从 BC 省呢跨过省界去到阿尔伯塔省。
It was the middle of the night.
那是半夜的时候。
There was a severe thunderstorm.
那时候下了很大的这个雷阵雨。
And so you're driving along, you don't see anything, and then there was a flash of lightning.
然后呢，你开着开着呢，就是真的很黑，看不见什么东西。突然有个大强的闪电。
And I said, "This place is absolutely beautiful."
然后我看一下周围，我说：“哎呀，这个地方好，真的很漂亮，因为在山里。”
Big mountains over here, big mountains, lovely dark sky, but a beautiful sky.
一边是高山，另一边也是高山，非常美的这个天空啊！但突然一下子亮光全照亮了。
I thought I'd like to come back here tomorrow when the sun's shining. This is a nice place.
我说呢，那明天如果有太阳，我应该再回来看看，真是很好看。
Do you know a lot of people go through life, they never see the light?
你知道很多人走过一生啊，终其一生没有见到光啊。
I was just wondering as I was driving in this morning about what would life be like if you had ears and you could feel, you just couldn't see anything.
我今天来开车到这边来的路上，我就在想。人的生命如果是这样的会怎么样呢？如果你有眼睛，你有耳朵，你也有手，然后呢，你可以听见，可以摸，但就是没有眼睛，看不见。
And somebody said to you, "Oh, there's a beautiful sunset tonight."
有人跟你说，哦，今天晚上这个日落真的漂亮。
What would you say?
你会说什么
？Say, "I can't see that."
你说我看不到啊。
And someone would try to describe it to you.
有人会跟你很想跟你描述这个样子。
And you would say, "Well, there's some beautiful oranges and pink in the sky against a blue background. It's absolutely beautiful."
描述的人会说，哦，在那个蓝色的背底下面啊，会有很粉红的这个橙色的光啊，非常非常美。
And you would say, "What's blue? What's pink? What's orange?"
然后你会回答说是蓝色是什么意思？红色、粉红又是什么意思
？Many people have never seen the light of Jesus.
很多人从来没有见过耶稣基督的光。
And they've no idea how beautiful He is. They've no idea what He offers. They're walking in darkness.
所以他们完全没有概念基督的亮光是有多么的美。然后是有多么的也吸引人啊，所以他们是在黑暗中走，所以他不能理解。
Now the Bible says that darkness comes as a result of sin, and sin as a result of the devil.
就圣经说呢，罪是从黑暗中来的，那黑暗是由从撒旦的来的。
Okay, and so one of the names of Satan is he's called the Prince of Darkness. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, could you repeat again?
See, darkness becomes because of sin, and sin comes because the devil is the prince of darkness, and he encourages us to sin.
它的逻辑是这样的，就是呢，黑暗呢是由罪出来的，那罪是从哪里出来？罪是从撒旦那来的。那撒旦呢，又有一个名字被称为黑暗之子。
Okay, so, Lisa, do you have? Was that a question? Okay. All right. So here's Saul, and Saul has said all along, "I don't want Jesus."
所以现在扫罗在这里，扫罗已经是一路就下了这个决心，我不要耶稣。
He's been fighting against Jesus.
他一直在跟基督，在跟耶稣在征战。
We're not told that he actually was one of those who killed the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有被告知啊，就是说他是在杀耶稣的那个现场在不在。
I think he might have been a little too young.
在那时候也许他可能还年轻，还小。
He might have been out of town. He lived up in Tarsus.
也许那个时候他还住在大树。
But he was definitely opposed to Jesus.
但他不管怎么样，他是反对耶稣的。
And he had been fighting against him because of the darkness that sin had brought into that society, into his life.
那他一直反对，是因为因着罪而来的黑暗呢、啊，包裹着他们。
And so he was going on fighting against the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他一直很坚持的来抵挡耶稣基督。
One of the reasons that he was fighting against the Lord Jesus Christ is that if in fact Jesus Christ is Lord, that would mean that Jesus is right and he was wrong.
他抵挡耶稣的原因之一啊，就如果耶稣基督是神是对的啊，那就意味着他是错的呀，就是扫罗是错的。
Okay, so I can ask you this question. You can't ask people all the time, but I can ask you, raise your hand if you like to be wrong.
你可以问其他人，但我们今天可以在场会试一下啊。就如果你很喜欢被证明你是错的，请举手。
We don't like to be wrong.
我们很不喜欢这样的感觉啊。
Okay, and when I was in school, I used to get lots of red marks on my paper, big X X X. I didn't like that.
我在当学生的时候呢，我经常老师会打叉哈，我很不喜欢那个打叉的感觉。
Okay, and you come to read your Bible. When you read your Bible, do you find sometimes it says you're wrong, Harold?
那一样的啊，当你读圣经的时候呢，你有没有心里经常会被这个定罪啊？你是错的啊，也是会经常被错。
Yes, a lot. That's right.
Really uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
很不舒服啊，很不舒服。对。
I had a friend. He ultimately became a Christian, but he said this is how I read the Bible. He says I open it and I start reading along until I find something that I don't like.
然后我有个朋友，最终当然他也信主了，他是现在是主里的弟兄。
Then he says I change to another page and I start reading there.
他说我怎么读圣经的呢？他说最初的时候，我就先翻开圣经，一读读读，一直读到一段话我不喜欢读的，我就跳过去，然后又开始读别的，一直读到我不喜欢的，我又翻过去啊。
Okay, we don't like to be wrong.
我们不喜欢被使显明是错的。
All right.But you see, the Bible is light.
但你要知道，圣经就是光。
And Jesus is light.
耶稣就是光。
And we read the book in order to learn the truth, so that we can ultimately see the light. He exposes our sin and our darkness, but he shows us the light.
我们读这些书上的经啊，这就是。告诉我们耶稣基督就是光啊，他还显明我们里面的罪，让我们知道我们是有罪的。
So Saul didn't like the light.
所以扫罗呢，后来的保罗呢，当时他不喜欢这光。
And Saul refused the light.
而且呢，扫罗拒绝了这光。
Saul fought against the light.
不但如此，他还跟这光征战。
And one day Jesus shone his light on him whether he wanted it or not.
终于有一天呢，耶稣就把这光呢显明给他啊，不管他喜不喜欢。
Sometimes you'll even get that in your own house, don't you?
有的时候你在你的房子里也会碰到这个情形。
How bright are the lights in your bathroom?
在你的卫生间里啊，你的光啊会有多亮啊？你的灯的光。
Have you ever noticed that sometimes you look pretty good when the lights are out, and then when you turn the bright lights on, you look yourself in the mirror, you say, "Oh, oh."
有的时候你光不是太亮的时候，你觉得自己还形象挺好的。这光打亮一点，你发现其实自己还挺糟糕的。
And God shone onto Saul this bright light.
但是神的光大光照下来的时候，就把你全显明了。
Now in Saul's case, it was literal light.
在扫罗的这个例子里呢，这个光就不是我们讲的这个，它就是真的光啊，像太阳光一样照下来了。
In your case, in my case, it's the spiritual light of the Bible and of Jesus Christ.
在我们刚才讲的那个光，在你的例子里，在我的生活里呢，这是属灵的耶稣基督他的话，他的生命照进我们心里的这个光。
But the effect should be the same, shouldn't it?
但这样的道理和效果是一样的。
And so what?
保罗做了什么呢？
Verse 4.
第四节。
He fell to the ground.
他扑倒在
地。Heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
就听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And we say, oh dear, oh dear.What did he know he was persecuting Jesus?
他有没有知道他在逼迫基督呢？
I'm not sure. He might even have felt in part that he was right, but it was obvious to him after he saw the light, he knew he was wrong.
也许他在做这个事情之前，他还觉得自己是对的，但至少呢，到他很明显，当他碰到这大光的时候，他知道自己错了。
Verse 5, he says, Who are you, Lord?
第五节他说，主啊，你是谁？
The answer was, I am Jesus.
答案是，我是你。
Who you're persecuting.
所逼迫的耶稣。
And then there's another line. It's not in this translation, but there is another line that comes in here. And it says, the Lord Jesus said to him, Saul,It's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
那不是在这一段的记述啊，在其他的部分圣经里也是在使徒行传其他部分里的记述讲了耶稣在这个时候呢还多说了一句话，他说扫罗啊，你用脚踢刺是难的。
All right, and that particular line simply means that as Saul was walking along, how can I explain it? Let me start again. If you had an ox and you wanted the ox to work for you,
那我们来解释这句话啊。那我们假设呢？你有一头公牛，你有一头牛，你想让这头牛呢替你工作。
Okay, how can you get the ox to work?
你怎么能让这头牛为你做事呢？
Okay, and so what they used to do when they were plowing with an ox, they would have a stick with a nail sticking out of the end of the stick.
他们会用一个刺啊，就是一根长棍的前面呢是尖的。是有刺在上面。
And the stick would be, just like this. Only instead of having a hook on it, it would have a nail on it sticking up.
那就像这样的一根棍子啊，那我们这个前面是一个钩，那不是一个钩，它是一根刺。
And if you wanted the ox to move, you would put the stick at the back of his leg. And you'd go like that, and the ox would, and he'd move away from the stick.
所以你会像你让想让牛往前走呢，你就拿这个东西呢 往他的腿上刺一下，那这个牛就有反应，他就赶紧往前走。
They would prick the ox to make him go.
所以
And when he stopped, they prick him again.
然后他们就刺了，这个牛就往前走了。
Okay, now they do the same thing with a horse.
同样的马也是这样的，就他停下来呢，他不愿意走了，你刺他一下，他又往前走了。
And when you're riding a horse, the cowboys used to have what they call spurs on the back of their cowboy boots.
所以骑马的那个牛仔啊，一般呢在他的那个靴子后面呢都是有刺的。
And the spurs were little wheels that had spikes, if you like.Sticking out of it, and they would take these spikes, they'd be shaped something like this, and they'd put them into the back of the horse, and the horse would jump forward.
对，就是当他想要马要往前走的时候，他的脚呢稍微弯一个角度，就正好呢就刺到了这个马的后半边的那个腿上，马就感到疼，他就往前走了。
So how do you get the ox to move or the horse to move? You stick them.
你怎么样能让这个牛和马往前走呢？刺他就往前走了。
He gets going.
然后他就往前走。
Now what Jesus said to Saul this day was, Saul, I've been pricking you like this and you haven't gone. Saul, you should have gone. You knew you should have gone.
所以耶稣用这个的比喻哈，他其实就在跟扫罗说，他说呢，神一直用这个刺啊。在捅这个捅扫罗，但扫罗呢，他就一直不肯，我就不肯，就不肯。
Sometimes God speaks to us through the ears, through our eyes, we see it on the page.
那有的时候啊，神会一直的跟我们说话，通过我们的眼，通过我们的耳，通过神的话来跟我们的心说话。
But sometimes God does things in our lives that don't go the way we wanted, and we say, "Uh-oh." I know why that happened. I did that and it was wrong, and God's punishing me for that.
那也有的时候呢，神会在我们的生命中创造一些环境，我们知道，哎呀，这个事情搞砸了，这是的确是从神来的管教了。
And so I'm going to give you an illustration. I've used it before. Some of you have heard it before, but I'm going to tell you one more time, just because I want you to know that it works.
那我来跟你们用一个例子故事来解释一下啊。
When I was at school，
我还是孩子，学校在学校的时候。
In grade one，
一年级那个时候我。
I didn't like it。
我不想去学校，不喜欢。
But the teacher said one day we are going to make a jack in the box。
有一天呢，老师说呢，我们要做一个那个。A jack in the box 就是那个吓人的那个东西。
And the jack in the box was it was made out of paper. And what they did, we got some paper and we put the paper together and then we had a lid on top of the paper box. And inside the lid, on a paper spring, was a little jack. I'm not even sure what the jack was. Maybe a picture that we cut out or something.
所以它的样子是这样，就是一个盒子，里面呢，里面有个弹簧，弹簧呢，当你打开这个盒子，弹簧会弹出来，弹簧顶上呢是一个小丑或者也许是一个什么画，反正就是你打开了它就跳出来。
And the box had a little lid on it, and when the lid opened, the jack would come out.
对，所以这个盒子平常是盖住的，你打开盖子呢就会蹦出来，一个小丑。
That was about the only thing that interested me in grade one.
这是我在读一年级唯一能让我感兴趣的东西。
Okay. One day.
有一天呢。
I didn't want to go to school.
我还是又不想去学校了。
So, I went to school in the morning. And then I came home from school at lunch.
然后我早上去了学校，然后中午我就逃回家吃饭了。
And my mother gave me a good lunch.
我妈给我做了一顿很好吃的中饭。
And then I went back to school in the afternoon.
我下午又去学校。
But I only went a couple of blocks. The school was 6 blocks away.
然后那个学校离我们家大概6个街区那么远，我就走了几个街区。
Norma's never heard this story before, so anyway.
Norma 从来没听我讲过这个故事。Norma 不高兴。
I only went two blocks.
我就走了两个街区而已。
I went back home.
我就回家了。
And I said to my mother, Mother, I'm not going to school this afternoon.
我就跟我妈说呢，我下午不想去学校了。
She said, Harold, you're supposed to, are you sick?
然后他说的，我妈妈就说 ，Harold， 你是不是生病了
？I said no, I'm not sick.
我说没有，我没生病。
She said, well, why don't you go to school?
那你为什么不愿意去学校呢
？I said I don't want to go to school.
我说我就是不想去学校。
And I have no idea how I did it, but I convinced my mother that I didn't have to go to school that afternoon.
我不知道我怎么办到的，但是那天我就说服了我妈呢，我下午不用去学校。
Okay.So do you want to finish the story?
Yes. 想要我结束这故事吗
How's the story finished?
你猜这个故事怎么结束的
No jack in the box.
No jack.
That was the day they built a jack in the box.
I didn't know the story before, but I know what a teacher's like.
那一天呢，就是他们一年级玩这个小丑蹦出盒子的那一天下午，就这天下午玩，他就是因为逃学。就没玩到了，这是他一整年的盼望，
okay.
就没了。
Now when that happened to me, what do you think I thought?
如果这件事情发生，你猜我会想什么脑子里
？This is what I thought, Harold.
这就是我自己告诉自己的。
God spoke to you today.
我说 Harold， 神今天跟你说话了。
I was only 6 years old.
我那时候六岁啊。
I knew God could speak to you.
我知道啊，我知道神会跟我说话。
And I said, Harold, you must remember, you will never do that again.
我说 Harold， 你要记得，再也不要这么做了。
It's the only time in my life I ever didn't go to school.
所以这是我唯一的一次我逃学，我这辈子后来再没逃过学。
It's hard to kick against the pricks.
所以这是用脚踢刺是难的啊。你要跟神的管教来抗衡是不可能的。
And God said, Harold, go to school.
神说 Harold 去学校，拿那个刺，刺你一下。
I went to school.
然后我就去了。
Now God has spoken to every one of you same ways He speaks to me.
所以神会。
He's not the only one. I'm not the only one God speaks to.
神会对你们每一个人。说话哈，我并不是唯一的一个神跟我说话，神会跟每一个人说话。
And when God speaks to you.You make sure you listen. Saul, God spoke to him, he didn't do it. He spoke to him, he didn't do it. He spoke to him, he didn't do it. And finally, he shone his light from heaven, and he said, Saul!
所以我们要真的确实的知道我们要听神的话哈。就像扫罗这样，神跟他说他不听，神跟他说他又不听，神再跟他说他还是不听。然后呢，神就大光跟他显现说：“扫罗，来了。”
So verse 5 says, Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?"
所以第五节，扫罗说呢：“主啊，你是谁？”
Jesus answered, "I am Jesus who you're persecuting." He replied.
主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
他说起来进城去你所当做的事必有人告诉你
And Saul did what he was told
所以扫罗就听了耶稣告诉他的话就去了城里
He said I'm not going to kick against those pricks anymore
扫罗说我再不踢那个刺了没有用了
He said I've seen the light
因为我已经看见那光了
Alright verse 7
第七节
The men who were traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone.
同行的人就跟扫罗同行的人站在那里，说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。
They saw a light, but they didn't see Jesus.
他们看见了光，但他没有看见光中的耶稣。
They heard a sound, but they didn't hear the voice. They didn't hear the words.
他们听见声音，但他听不清楚那个话。
Many people today will tell you there's a God.
很多人今天会告诉你啊，是有神。
They've never just never believed in Jesus.
但是他就是不相信耶稣。
And they know a few things about him. They've heard a roar.
他们也知道一些关于耶稣的事，就像他们听到了打雷一样的声音一样。
But they haven't heard his voice.
但他听不见话，听不见这个话里的意思。
I told the story the other day about a man that I was speaking to about Jesus down on Granville Island one Sunday afternoon.
我前些日子跟你们讲过这个故事，就是我跟一个人在Granville Island 上面，我们碰见了，我们讲福音。
I asked him if he would be happy to talk to him. If he would be happy to let me talk to him about Jesus.
我就问他呢，他愿不愿意让我跟他讲一些关于耶稣的事。
He said no.
他说不。
And I kept talking to him about Jesus.
但是我还是不断的跟他讲耶稣。
He said, I don't want to talk to you about this.
他说我不想跟你谈论这个话题。
I said, I know you've told me that, but I want to tell you about Jesus.
我说我知道，你已经告诉我你不想听，但是我还是要告诉跟你讲耶稣。
And so we talked for quite a while.
然后我们就此还聊了很长一段时间。
He told me that he was an atheist. He didn't believe in God at all.
他就告诉我呢，他说他是个无神论者，他根本不相信有神。
I told him that I didn't believe that because the Bible says we all know there's a God.
我就告诉他呢，我不相信，因为圣经告诉我们呢，其实我们每个人都知道有神。
Then he said, "Oh, I guess you're right. I know there's a God."
然后他就回答我，他说，也许你是对的，我知道有神。
I said, "Well, you've been telling me all this time there is no God, and you've been telling me all this time you don't want to talk about Jesus. Why do you know that there's a God?"
那我说呢，那你已经持续的告诉我，你不想听，你也不知道，你也不想相信有耶稣，那你为什么相信有神呢？
He said, I'm a mining engineer.
他说我是一个挖矿的工程师。
And he said, I work way down underground in the mine.
他说我工作的地方是地底下很深的那个矿井里。
And he said, in the mine you have tunnels, and then periodically you will have a vault. And they take the ore out of the vault, and then you have a tunnel and a vault and a tunnel and a vault.
就是在矿里面你会知道，就是它就有一段的这个巷道啊，然后顶上是有那个支撑，然后呢你把那个矿石挖出来以后就运出来，所以呢它就是巷道和顶上的支撑来组成的这么一个地底的结构。
He said I was working in a vault one day.
有一天呢，我在这个 vault 就那个支撑上，这个门拱门上我在工作啊。
Then he said, I said, I've got to get out of here. And he turned and he ran down the tunnel as fast as he could run.
然后他坐着坐着，他就突然有个念头，他说我得跑，我赶紧得跑。他一转身呢，就往巷道后面就跑出去了。
And as soon as he got out of that vault, the roof of the vault caved in, and that entire area was filled with rock.
他刚跑出去呢，整个他工作的那个地方呢，全部塌下来了，就塌了。
He ran out the tunnel to the outside, and he was covered in dust and sweat and so on.
然后他冲出去这个巷道之后啊，他满身的都是灰和汗。
And the man at the outside said, "What happened?"
外面的人问他是发生什么了。
And he told them.
他就回答他们。
And they said, "The gods were with you today."
然后他把故事讲完以后，外面的人说呢，今天神与你在一起。
He said, I know there's a God.
他说呢，我知道是有个神的。
But he didn't want to listen to me.
但他还是不想听我说。
He didn't want the Bible.
他就不想要圣经。
He heard the sound, but he didn't get the words.
他听见有声音，但是他不明白这个话。
He saw some light.
他看见了有光。
But he wasn't interested in Jesus.
但他没有见到耶稣，他也不感兴趣。
We got to be careful. We're not like that man and like Saul.
我盼望我们要小心，我们不想像这个人这样，也不想像扫罗这样。
On this occasion, Saul saw the light. He heard the voice. He saw Jesus, and he said, "Lord, what must I do?" Where are we? Where's the verse?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not here.
It may be in another translation. Why do you persecute me?
Six.
Six? Get up into the city and you will be told what you must do. In another place, it is told clearly that he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said, you get up, go to the city, you'll find out what you should do.
It should be 26.
That's right.
Acts,
there are three places in the book of the Acts where you read this story. So some places you get the full story, some places you get part of it, some places you get the other part.
所以在整个使徒行传里啊，保罗讲这件事，讲了三遍，所以每一次呢，他的提供的细节呢，都有一些的不同。所以呢，你可以把这三个地方呢全部综合起来，你就知道当时他讲的所有的话是什么样。所以他刚才讲到还有一句，像用脚踢刺是这里没讲到的，使徒行传26章有。那这里呢，他说扫罗当时还问了一句，说主啊，你到底要我做什么？所以扫罗这时候的回应呢，还是很正面的。
Alright, so verse 7 again then, we just discussed that. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone.
第七节就是我们刚才读到的, 同行的人站在那里, 说不出话来, 听见声音, 却看不见人。
Alright, so this particular day, the light was in the sky, Jesus appeared, the voice came, who became Christian?
所以同样的这样的一整天，光显在天空，耶稣说了话，他们也听见了声音。这一天谁得救了？
Saul became a Christian.
扫罗，只有扫罗。Did
the other people traveling with him become Christian?
那些跟他同行的人有没有成为基督徒呢？
No.
How tragic.
多么悲哀的事情。
What a tragedy. Why didn't the other people become Christian?
为什么其他的人没有成为基督徒?
The answer is because they didn't want to.
答案是他们其实不想啊。
Okay? Remember now, if you come to the light, you're going to find out that there's some things that are wrong. They said, we don't. It's very interesting, but we don't want that.
记得我们来到光面前啊，我们就知道自己里面有一些 东西是肮脏的，但是如果你不想要真理呢，这个光也照不进你的心。
So verse 8 says, Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand to Damascus.
第八节，扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马士革。
I don't know what happened when you first became a Christian. Did you, when you first became a Christian, did you say, I feel like I don't know anything.
我不知道你们刚成为基督徒的感觉是什么，是不是像好像我其实啥也不懂啊？Okay,
when you're born again, a little baby doesn't know anything.
就像我们经常说，得救就跟重生一样啊。Okay.
And when you're born again, you realize so much of what you had was wrong. Where you're going, all you know is one thing: Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. Jesus is going to help me. I'm going to go with Jesus.
就像一个小孩子刚出生，什么也不懂一样。你在主里重生之后，刚开始啊，你的感受就是我以前认知全错了，其实我啥都不懂。我唯一明白的就是耶稣替我死了，他会帮助我，他爱我。That
was Saul.
这就是扫罗了。扫罗就是这个。He
said, "I know one thing. I'm going to follow Jesus, but I can't see anything." He said to his friend, "Listen, we're going to Damascus. You lead me." And they took him to Damascus.
那这就是扫罗的状态。他知道他错了。那他也知道他要跟随耶稣，所以但他看不见，他就要他同行的人拉着他去到大马士革。For
the verse 9 says, "For 3 days." He was blind. He couldn't see anything.
第九节说，三日之久啊，他不能看见。
But it also says he didn't eat or drink anything.
这里也说到呢，他也什么也不吃也不喝。
Why do you think he didn't eat or drink anything?
你猜他为什么不吃不喝？
Because
he could thinking. In the Old Testament days, in the New Testament days, fasting was often an activity of the believer.
所以在旧约和新约里面呢，不吃东西进食呢，常常是信徒的一个做法。
And he said, "This is so important. I am not going to eat or drink or pretend anything else is important. I am going to, and we'll find out later, I am going to pray.
所以他说这三天我其他什么事都不重要了，我不要去想其他任何事，我要静下来祷告。
So what happens when to your what goes on in your mind when you pray?
所以在你祷告的时候，在你脑子里会是什么？
Do you ever think when you pray?
你祷告的时候会去思考。
You do, don't you?
会的，你的确会去思考。
And you say, "Now I'm not sure what I should pray for," so you begin to think.
所以你会想，我不知道该为什么祷告，你就会开始思考。
I don't know if you've ever noticed it.But many times I get my best ideas when I'm on my knees.
所以我不知道你们的经验是什么，我经常是在我跪下祷告的时候我得着最好的。
And I'm praying and I'm thinking and God often gives me a good idea right there when I'm praying and thinking.
所以我跪下我祷告我思考就在那一刻呢，主会给我最好的 idea， 最好的主意，最好的方式。
So it's a good thing to pray because it forces you to think.
所以祷告是个非常好的方式，因为那个会带着你去思考。
So he said, I'm not going to interrupt my thinking to eat. I don't need to eat. I don't need to drink. I've got to get right with this God. What do you think he said in his prayer?
那保罗。就扫罗呢，他会说，但我现在知道什么都不重要，我吃也不重要，喝也不重要，我得去祷告。那你猜他祷告的时候他会想什么呢？
That's right. Do you think he said I'm sorry?
你猜他会说我对不起吗？
Do you think maybe he went back over the last few days, and few weeks, and few months, and few years, and listed out for God all those bad things that he did?
你猜他会不会想过去的几天几个星期几个月乃至几年他的生命中所做的那些糟糕的事情那罪的事情
I think he ended up saying you know I did a lot of bad things
他最终他一定会承认我做了很多很不好的事
I think he said I'm very very sorry for those bad things I did
他一定会跟主说主啊对不起我为这些事我很
I think he probably said, Lord, would you forgive me for those bad things?
他一定会跟主说，主啊，你能不能饶恕、宽恕我这些事？
I think he probably said, Lord, would you help me? I would like to do something good for a change. Would you please help me do what is right?
那他一定会说，
Because I've done what is wrong.
我特别想做一些对的事、好的事，你能不能帮助我？
I think he had a good long talk with the Lord Jesus.
他一定和耶稣基督有一段很长的对话。
How long was the talk?
有多长呢？
3 days.
三天之久。
Yeah. Do you think Saul took God seriously?
你觉得扫罗是不是对待神的事是很认真呢？
All right, let's keep story.
好，我们继续往下。
Verse 10.
第十节。
In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias.And the Lord called to him in a vision, saying, Ananias. He answered, Yes, Lord. Ananias has got a good name. It basically means the gift or the grace of Jehovah.
当下在大马士革有个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说，亚拿尼亚，他说我在主啊，我在这里。亚拿尼亚是一个名字是个很好的意思。这个名字的意思就是。
I think one of the things he prayed for.
耶和华的恩典，耶和华的恩典就是亚拿尼亚。
I think one of the things he prayed for was this, Lord, would you please help me?
我猜他的祷告会是这么样，他说，主啊，你能不能帮助我？
And the Lord said to him, Yes, Saul, I'll help you. Going to send you Ananias. Going to send you the grace, the help of Jehovah.
那扫罗这个祷告呢，主会说的，好，我答应你，那我要差给你。亚拿尼亚就差给你从耶和华来的恩典给你带领你
Very good. So verse 11, the Lord said to Ananias, Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying. That's what he did for 3 days. He is praying.
主对他说起来往直接去在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗他正祷告所以他三天呢扫罗三天在干嘛在祷告
Where did this man Judas live?
这个犹大的家里，犹大的家在哪呢？
He lived on Straight Street.
他在直街哈 ，Straight。
Do you think that's significant?
这是不是很重要的一个地方？
Isn't that strange? Some people live on Crooked Lane.
有的人住在这个弯巷啊。就是弯曲的这个巷里。
Okay, this man lives on Straight Street.
这个人住在直街，他都是有一些属灵的隐藏的意思。
Okay, and I think Saul probably said, you know, from now on, I want to live on Straight Street too.
所以扫罗说呢，我要住在直街哈。
His name was Judas, and the word Judas means praise.
然后犹大住在犹大家，犹大的意思就是赞美。
You would expect Mr. Praise to live on Straight Street, wouldn't you? Sure.
赞美主的人住在正直的街哈，这挺好的一个地方。
So, verse 12, he says, in a vision, Saul has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
又看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，就在异象里。进来按手在他身上，叫他能看见。
Does that sound like the grace of Jehovah to you?
听起来像不像是从耶和华来的恩典呢？
Here he is 3 days. He was blinded by the light.
他是被光照失明了。
Okay, we've got problems in the world today. When there's an eclipse, people are often...They often look up at an eclipse. What happens if you look at an eclipse?
经常我们在碰到日食的时候，人们都喜欢抬头直接看那个日食，你猜会怎么样？
You could burn your eyes, couldn't you?
日食这个会伤你的眼啊！你直接看太阳就伤你的眼。
Sometimes you hear people and somebody will shine a laser into their eyes.
比如说有的人他会用激光照你的眼。
And that would burn their eyes.
但也会伤你的眼这样的方式。
I wonder if Saul thought I may never see again.
我猜啊，在扫罗可能会猜，会说我可能再也看不见了。
He looks up, he sees Jesus. The brilliance of the light is so great that he's blinded, and he may say, "I may never see again."
然后他抬头，他看见耶稣。但是一个大光，他的眼就看再之后再看不见，他会说：“哎呀，我可能这辈子看不见了。”
Do you think when he was praying, he may have said, "Lord, I deserve to be blind because that's exactly the way I acted. I acted as if I was blind."
他在祷告里啊，他一定是这么跟主说的：“说主啊，我真的是应该的去，这种眼瞎对我来说是该得的，因为我。”我在过去所做的一切事啊，都证明我是瞎眼的。
I think he was thrilled when he prayed. He probably prayed, "Lord, if it would please you, I would like to get my sight back." And the Lord said, "I'll give you your sight back."
然后他在祷告里也会说：“主啊，如果你许可哈，求你把这个视眼睛啊还给我，能让我能够重新看见。”主答应了他的祷告。
Verse 13, Ananias answered, "I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he's come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name."
亚拿尼亚回答说，主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得的权柄捆绑一切求告你名的人。
Do you think Ananias was happy to go and visit him?
你觉得亚拿尼亚很喜欢去见扫罗吗？
I think he probably said, I don't want to go near that fellow. He could put me in prison. I think he could have said, "Lord, I don't really want to go."
然后他会很害怕，因为他也不愿意去接近这个扫罗。他会跟主说，能不能不让我去啊？我不想去。
The Lord responded, verse 15. The Lord said, "Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, before the people of Israel."
主对亚拉尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
Then he says verse 16, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
And I'm just wondering whether we should, our time is almost gone. I think we're going to go back to verse 16 next week. It's a very important verse, difficult verse for us to understand. So next week, I think we'll do verse 16.
下一周呢，我因为时间原因啊，今天我们要停在这。下一周我们要讲详细讲十六节，十六节是一个很重要的一节，也是比较难的一节。
Questions or comments?Up to this point, I've been doing most of the talking. I asked you if you had any questions at the beginning. Here we are at the end, asking you the same question. Do you have any questions?
所以我们在开始和结尾的时候都会问大家这个问题。你们有什么到这样到这个时候有什么问题吗？我们最后结束前可以回答一下。
我看了这个，我觉得好像这个扫罗把他一直做了多端的人是吗？但是我觉得他好像他是一个特别幸运的。他因着这个主给他显现，然后他能够悔改。那这里面是显示了一个问题，好像这个他的很多还就是他是这是主特别，他本来应该是很做多大的人，他为凭什么能够得到主那么
主那么大的
恩赐？
那
有或者是其他人可能更没了，更没他话，
机会
他更没就还没这个机会，他为什么？好像是一种不是他自由意志的感觉。
没错，当然是。
Okay, The question is regarding Paul of Saul. Actually, he's really, he was really bad, right?
Yep.
Persecuted a lot of Christians.
Yep.
By no means is a good man. But why Lord gave him such a huge blessing shown to him by himself? I mean, Lord Jesus himself. So if such a bad man, how come Lord so gracious to him, and he extended to other cases? If a man is not that bad, why not Lord show to that man and change that man? I think probably his logic is like this.
All right. So my answer to that question is this. There's not enough time to answer it today. It's a very, very good question.
非常好的一个问题，但是时间的原因，我们
It relates to this verse 16 that we're going to have to study next week.
的确，就刚好和十六节的这个经文是有关系的。
So, how I want to go back and study it more next week, but I want to answer the first part of the question first.
那我们下周呢会详细讲，然后回答你。问题的全部，那我们先看第一个部分。
And the first part of the question is, Jesus loves and is able to forgive even very bad men.
那第一个部分的回答就是，耶稣是满有怜悯和恩典，他能够赦免不论多糟糕的罪。
And that's very encouraging for me.
这个对我来说是非常有鼓励的信息。
Sometimes I say, Lord, you know I'm a bad man.
有的时候我会跟主说，主啊，我真的是不是什么好人。
And then I say, but Jesus even saved Paul, Saul. If he could save him, he can save Harold. If he could change him, he can change Harold.So the great encouragement is that every one of us are sinners, but Jesus can save every sinner, any sinner. He can even save me. He can even save the one that you speak to. You'll be speaking to someone one day, and you'll say, Jesus can save you. And they'll say, no, you don't know how bad I am. There's no hope for me. I met him the other day.And in a totally different context, the man simply said to me, I'm beyond hope.
所以当我们读到这一段的时候呢，对我们最大的鼓励就是，即便像扫罗这样主都能赦免，那我们无论是什么样的境况，都 都不可能说到一个程度主不会赦免我们。
Have you ever met anybody who's beyond hope?
就像他刚才举了个例子，他说你有时候可能会碰到一种人，你说耶稣爱你，他说不可能的，我已经没有希望了，我没有盼望了。你碰到过这种人吗？我们有碰到过。他就说这个时候你要告诉他神的爱超过你的想象。
There is nobody who is beyond hope.
因为没有人是没有希望的。
And that includes you and me.
这样就包括你和我。
Hallelujah.
是多么、
okay.
多么美好的神。
God can save you and me too.
神能救你也能救我。
But there's much more to Howe's question.
但在你的问题里还有很多的内容。
So next week we're starting at 16. Howe, if you can rememberthose questions just to remind me, but they're very important and we want to make sure we address them, but our time is gone today.
下一周我们继续深入的来回答这个问题。
Let's pray.
我们一起来做个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you. We sing it all the time. Jesus Christ is the way.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为就是正如我们多次所唱的那样，耶稣基督就是道路。
And Saul was going to persecute those from the way, but then he got on the way himself.
主啊，扫罗要迫害这些跟随着道路的人，但他最终自己也跟随了这道路。
Lord, we pray that each of us will find Jesus, who is the way, that we might know Him, the truth, and the life.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人都看见耶稣基督是道路，我们最终就明白他是道路、真理和生命。
We thank you for this story.We pray, Lord, that you will shine the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ upon us.
主啊，我们也要谢谢您给我们留下这故事。我们的祷告是求您也把那福音的大光照进我们的心。
Our prayer, Lord, is that we all might see the light and then walk in the light.
我们愿意也能够看见这光，这样我们就能够与光同行。
And so we just pray that you'll be with us. We thank you for today. We thank you for the Bible. We pray that we will hear and obey.
主啊，我们也谢谢您今天带领我们，也谢谢您为这本圣经，这样我们能够听见，也愿意顺服。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.